Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you experiencing self-doubt or imposter syndrome? Today we're going to talk about how you can manage this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. This came up for me the other day, actually. I was in a group of some quite senior people in an area I'm getting involved in, which is neuroencoding more and more, because I'm a neuroencoding specialist. And I was in the community the other day, and we had some real professional coaches, real professional doctors and professors. And the thing is, I didn't struggle with what are you doing here? You're a massive imposter. But the voice came up for me, and I wanted to be really transparent that no matter where I go in life and no matter what I try, there's always going to be that voice that comes up that says, oh, careful. Are you sure you know what you're doing? Are you be careful here? And it's not going to hold me back, but I just realized that's always going to be there, but it's my ability to manage it that I'm really proud of and how I progressed. And that's what I like to share, the tips and the techniques that I've developed to help me manage any moments of self-doubt or imposter syndrome. Now, if you're someone who experiences it so regularly and lets it get on top of you, then it's obviously a challenge, and I want to help you break through that. But for me, it was just a realization that I was able to navigate so quickly back into that positive talk, where my brain immediately started asking the questions and saying, oh, what is awesome about me? Why do I deserve to be here? What great value do I have to give? And that's what happens with my brain regularly, because I train it to do things like that. It's so important. So I always bang on about for self-esteem and confidence that you've got to train it every single day. Else things like the imposter syndrome, self-doubt, when they do pop up, and they pop up, the reason they pop up is because you're coming out of your comfort zone, you're doing new things. Your brain wants to keep you safe. And when you go and face new things that it perceives as dangerous, but aren't really dangerous, like what someone else thinks, or you're venturing into a new thing with some people who are a bit more experienced and skilled, your brain starts playing up. But if you don't train your self-esteem and confidence every single day, you are not going to be able to manage those things. So for me, it's not just me. It's other people who shared that they struggle with imposter syndrome. Now, one of my role models, Dean Graziosi, he's one of Tony Robbins' business partners. He's one of the best marketers and salesmen in the world. Incredible man. And he must almost be a billionaire, but he's made millions. But it's not the money he makes, it's the impact he makes on other people. He allows other people to go out there and sell and market their own businesses. But he presented in front of the World Summit, which is a joint event that him and Tony and a few others do. People like Jenna Kutcher, if you're familiar. These are like big people in the personal growth world, in the sales and marketing industry. And he was saying that he has like the imposter syndrome and self-doubt pop up now and then. Not that much, because he does loads of events. And the more you do something, the less it's likely to pop up. Now, Tony Robbins, it probably never ever pops up. Well, he says it never pops up anymore, but it used to when he started. But it does pop up from people from time to time. Jodie Foster, I remember hearing that she got imposter syndrome when she got an Oscar. And another one's Jennifer Lopez. She sold how many millions of copies of albums has she sold? But yet she said she struggles with imposter syndrome as well now and then. It can pop up. The difference is how we train it. If you're experiencing self-doubt or imposter syndrome, I'm going to be honest with you, you are not alone. There are so many other people who experience it, okay? But it's how we train it. So, okay, I'm talking about how you train it. So I'm going to go through a few tips. Now, a lot of people I hear say, I'm not ready yet. Well, you're never going to be ready, like ever. you get ready by doing the thing you're scared of, or that you don't feel like you're ready. And that's one of the most successful things I've experienced in my life that have helped me grow in confidence massively. I would probably still be a really quiet, shy guy, not really done really well in my career or my business, if I was still waiting to be ready to do things. I don't know what's going on in your head or other people's heads, but I probably had the exact same thoughts of all self-doubt, imposter syndrome, as maybe you're going through. But the difference is I go through it. And I don't want to say I'm nothing special. I'm nothing special at all. Now, I love and appreciate myself and love and value myself. And you should too. Love yourself. But I'm nothing special. I just work through the voice and I train it to navigate into a good and loving one. So some examples in my life. I didn't have the money to invest into programs. I did it anyway. Now, not like £1 million or $1 million program, but whether it's been like a few thousand, and perhaps I was down to my last savings of just about that or a bit less than that. I wasn't ready, but I did it anyway. I didn't want to give my first Toastmaster speech. I wasn't ready. I did it anyway. I didn't want to do my first YouTube video. I wasn't ready. I did it anyway. Then I developed a podcast, and the podcast has touched many people. But doubt was the reoccurring thing that happened every single time. What are you doing, Johnny? Can you do this? Can you pull this off? Is it worth your money? Is it worth your time? Is it worth your energy? What makes a difference between a fear-fueled life, which is not fulfilling, and it makes you miserable because I've been there, and a courageous one and feeling more free in life, is the act of courage. And going through the doubt, even if the voice is saying, you're not ready, who are you to be doing this? So let's go into some tips now. The first one I want to talk about is praising yourself every day and patting yourself on the back. This sounds so simple that it sounds like it's too good to be true. But we don't do it because we're not used to it. We're not used to praising ourselves. And I certainly wasn't until I learned this. And it makes a massive difference. I'm even going to pat myself on the back now. Well done, Johnny, for making this podcast. Good stuff. And I try and do it throughout my day, just praising myself. So pat yourself on the back. That's the key bit. And it's part of some of my neuroencoding. If you're not familiar, I'm a neuroencoding specialist, as well as a confidence coach. It's a bit of a mouthful. So I'm slightly coughing anyway. But a neuroencoding is basically getting our brain in the state that trains us for success. So it defaults into resourceful states rather than unresourceful. Not that we can be 100% happy, full on all the time, but neuroencoding is the art of getting you into those resourceful states through certain psychological methods. So patting yourself on the back is one, and praising yourself. Make sure you do that, and not just once. Don't just do it once. You've got to do it consistently. Is it really that much effort to tap yourself on the back and say, great work, and insert your name? Okay. The second one is to list everything you've done. Okay. List everything you've done for 2 minutes a day. And this is going to train your brain. Actually, I shouldn't be doubting myself. I should be praising myself. I should be really, really proud of myself. And I've overcome these things in the past. I've overcome these doubts. And this is what I've achieved. Now, it might be a difficult exercise at first. And I certainly found it difficult to think of things to praise myself for, even though in reality, I'd achieved a lot. And when I say achieve, not just like, you know, not winning. We're not talking gold medals or anything like that. We're talking about just things we've done for our day, like working out, going to the gym, or getting up at a certain time, or going for a walk, or being kind to someone, or completing that project, or completing that paragraph of writing you did. So just listing little accomplishments each day, even if it's about your character, especially if it's about your character, it's really good when you do something. I was talking to a client earlier, and I was so proud that he was able to rattle off all the things he likes about his character. And I was just so heartwarming when you hear one of your clients do that, because they were in a place where they couldn't. So I especially recommend doing that. And then my next tip is, what would my future self thank me for? So this third tip is something I want to add on to this. It's something called the Dickens process. And this is something you'll get in a UPW seminar, an Unleash the Power Within seminar, Tony Robbins event. And it's one of the most powerful exercises. Asking yourself, first of all, so ask yourself what your future self would be thankful for, overcoming the self-doubt and the imposter syndrome. That is a really powerful thing in itself. But what you do in the Dickens process is look at some of the limiting beliefs you've had and your imposter syndrome. Some of the beliefs you've had, like the belief might be, these were frequent for me. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy. Maybe you can relate. And going through the Dickens process, what it does is it allows you, now it's painful, but it needs to be, you need to go through pain to get long-term gain. As I always say, whether that's in the short term, spending a lot of hours on something, obviously incorporate fun into your life as well, but adding loads of hours, maybe in the short term, you put some money towards something like I've done, but then you get it back long term. And the problem is we're all an instant gratification, like majority of us, sorry, I shouldn't use the word all, but the majority of us want instant gratification. Oh my God, it costs too much. Oh my God, I've got to spend so much time doing something. Oh my God, I've got to do this, this and this. I'd rather go out and do this. But we don't look at the long-term victory, the long-term benefits. And that's what we do as humans, because we're focused on the survival and the now, rather than what we're going to get in the future. Now, it's great to live in the now, but you've got to think about actually what's going to be the benefits long-term as well. And what the Dickens process is really allows this. It really creates leverage that you want to create change and get through some of these limitations, this self-doubt and this imposter syndrome. You look at the pain of what the beliefs have cost you in the past. What have you missed out on? For me, I'm going to be honest. I missed out on going to the prom when I was 16 years old. It's one of the things that comes to my head, because I had a few friends in secondary school, but when I went into sixth form, I made a few more friends, which was great, and then more at uni, and I became really sociable through my 20s. But I remember just being quite shy, and I just didn't want to go to the school prom. I didn't have the courage to ask a girl to the date, to the prom or anything like that. And it's not like everyone had a date going to it, but I just didn't opt in to go. And I look at something like that, my sort of imposter syndrome, my self-doubt, what it cost me, kind of like regret. That's just one example. What's it costing me? What it might have cost me in the present when I did this? I don't have so much now because it, you know, doesn't stop me from doing many things. But if it's for you, if in the past you could have looked, what does self-doubt cost you? Maybe it costs you being able to go out and share your message as an entrepreneur. Maybe impact in your career. Share who you are and develop. And then what's it going to do in the future? Now, this is can be the most painful bit. You imagine yourself in 5 years. You imagine yourself in 5 years. Sorry, I missed one there. 1 year. Imagine yourself in 5 years. Imagine what's going to happen if you keep letting self-doubt and imposter syndrome run your life. Really feel it. And then imagine, what will you be feeling? Will you be comfort eating? Will you be out of money? Will you be in a miserable relationship? Will you have no relationship? There is a purpose to this, so stick with me a minute. And this is only a preview of the whole exercise. It is super, super powerful if you do it in person. And then you look and then you think, what are you missing out on? What's your life look like because you let all these beliefs in? This self-doubt, this imposter syndrome. And then look 10 years into the future. What's happening there? Are you really struggling financially? Are you really struggling to help your family? Are you really not looking after your health because of these beliefs? Are you regretting not having gone after your job or your dreams or working on that business? How do you feel emotionally? Do you have much energy because of these beliefs getting on top of you? Really feel it. And then 20 years in the future, what's it cost you then? Financially, physically, emotionally, if you keep letting self-doubt and imposter syndrome run your life. And then what you do, that now you might be listening to that, and when people do that in the seminar, if you've got a tear to your eye or a little bit of pain right now, that is actually a real, real powerful exercise at UPW. And what you realize is that you actually can change yourself right now. You can change that happening right now. It's called the Dickens process, because from one of the books, one of the characters, Scrooge in The Christmas Carol, miserable man, was not letting people into his life. And then the ghosts of Christmas visited him, and he could see his past, present and future, and had enough change that created leverage for him to get rid of those beliefs. So by looking at those beliefs and getting angry and upset and realizing how much they're hurting you, that's going to create some drive to get away from the pain. Because the pain you're creating right now will be, you don't want to do things because of the pain of what self-doubt and imposter syndrome pop up with. Like, oh, what if someone doesn't like me? Or, oh, what if I fail? Or what if I mess up? Or what if I don't look great? Or what if someone asks me a difficult question? Those are the kind of pains your brain's making up at the moment. But I've just gone through an even more painful process emotionally. What's going to happen if you hold yourself back? And that's a different pain, but that's a pain that can drive you to change those beliefs. And then look at the pleasure. What will you get if you get through these beliefs? Imagine if you have self-confidence, such belief in yourself, such energy, and felt amazing about you. You got on top of this imposter syndrome when it popped up. Like I said, it now and then can pop up for me. It can pop up for people like Dean Graziosi. But if you get on top of it, you're able to manage it. How does life look for you? Now, I go into real depth in this in my coaching, but this is just kind of a preview. How does life look for you? How amazing could life be if you push through that self-doubt and that imposter syndrome that holds you back? So what we've got here are two drivers. We've got that absolute painful experience if you keep letting the self-doubt and imposter syndrome get on top of you. But then you've got the pleasure, the amazing, amazing things that could happen if you didn't let them get on top of you. How much could you grow in your business, in your career? How much could you grow for the people around you and be at your best? How much could you make to do good with the money? Think about it. Really, really use that as leverage. And create yourself some powerful beliefs. Look at what the limiting beliefs are and create some powerful ones you can say to yourself regularly. If you don't work on changing your beliefs, you will not change. So you need to identify them. You need to really look at your imposter syndrome and your self-doubt and really, really address it. Use some of the things I said. You can use the Dickens process, which is powerful, and then create some new beliefs that are going to make you feel good. Use the opposite from your limiting beliefs. Create some powerful words to describe yourself with the words I am. I've been caught in doubt in my life and imposter syndrome, like I said. When I did that process, I just got angry. I was like, why on earth am I holding myself back from doing this? Why have I held myself back from sharing messages with people? How selfish have I been by just worried what I look like on camera or what my voice sounds like? And then it created such a drive. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today. But if you are really looking for a next step, you want a group environment where you can start to get around the right peers, the right community, and that support, then come and join the group coaching program and see if you qualify. So if you're a growth-minded individual, you're wanting to grow in your business career, wanting to make an impact on other people, and you may be getting stopped by your habits, some of your belief, maybe a bit of self-doubt and imposter syndrome, then this group coaching is going to be right for you. However, to ensure good quality for the program and making sure you're a right fit, then let's have a chat to see if you're a right fit. So if this is something you want to do in order to really create more impact and create more growth within yourself, get yourself away from self-doubt and imposter syndrome, then all you've got to do is book some time for us to chat in the calendar link below. In this coaching, if you qualify, you'll get weekly group coaching for 8 weeks starting from October. You'll get a lot of resources, including videos and training for getting you through things like self-doubt, imposter syndrome, communication skills, and many other things. And you'll get a personal one-to-one session with me as well thrown in there. It is something I'm really strong on. I love hearing people realize they've got their own potential, such as my client I was mentioning earlier, saying, "Oh, wow, I remember all these great things about me," and then him sharing, and I was like, "Wow, this guy's really transformed." So if you want that to be you, stop doing the same things over and over again, because the definition of insanity is doing the same things over again and expecting different results. You need to take action. And if you want to take action, then all you've got to do is click that link in the description and find some time in the calendar, and we can have a chat. And I look forward to speaking to you. But remember, there's only a certain amount of spaces available. So there's no guarantee if you book at a later time that there'll be space. I'm currently mentioning this on a few platforms. So make sure you get some time in as soon as possible for us to chat. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you so much for listening today. It's been a lot longer than I actually anticipated to make this episode, but I hope it's been of great value to you. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating. I'd be really appreciative of this. I'm already appreciative of you for listening to this and staying to this point as well. And if you've done those things, thank you so much already. I really value you. And make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.